Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Save big on all your Halloween needs, all in the Kroger app. Mix and match five or more on Powerade, Campbell's Soup, Bar S, Franks, and more for 99 cents each with your card. Then get tender, fresh Heritage Farm boneless chicken breasts for $2.29 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hi, this is great. I was going to shoot him a note to confirm, to see if he was going to get a chance to join us on the show this morning, but we've got him on the phone lines right now. The best attorney general in the country, Montana's Attorney General Austin Knutson. AG Knutson, great to have you on the program this morning. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, you bet. Glad to do it, Aaron.
You know, Gal, here we are, less than 3 weeks to go before Election Day. Now, I already filled out my ballot, and so did my wife, and so did our brand-new first-time voter, 18-year-old son, so you don't need to convince us. But I think, you know, the fake news media has been so phony with their election coverage. I think our listeners, the Montana voters, need a reminder of just everything you've been doing to stand up for the great state of Montana, all of your accomplishments as Attorney General here in Montana. So thanks for being with us this morning.
Oh, I'm happy to be here, Aaron. Yeah, you bet. Thanks. And yeah, I never need reminded to come on one of the best talk shows in the country and certainly the best in the state.
Well, you're too kind.
Well, so are you. Crime and drugs still has to be number one in Montana. I mean, the job of the Attorney General is to be the top law enforcement officer in the state. And that's what I bring to the table. That's skills that I have. I was a former county attorney. But just look at my track record in the last 4 years. We've been aggressively fighting Mexican drug cartels here in Montana who are slinging meth, who are slinging fentanyl. Well, I mean, we are seizing record amounts of fentanyl every year since I've taken office. We've strengthened the fentanyl minimum sentencing standards. And people say, well, that's all wonderful, but it hasn't done anything. It has, Aaron. Our fentanyl seizures for the first quarter in several years are actually down. That tells me that they're not slinging it so much in Montana. I think traffickers are maybe taking note that this isn't the state they want to be dealing fentanyl. We've sentenced six individuals now under our new mandatory minimum sentencing for fentanyl dealing. And these are not light penalties. If you're dealing fentanyl in Montana, we changed the law with the legislature last session and you're going to get whacked really hard. So that's top line. Aaron, you know, when you've got drugs, you've got violent crime. Okay, that's just demonstrably true. We can show that in Montana for roughly the last 10, 12, 13 years. We have seen violent crime rate in Montana just absolutely skyrocket. Since 2 years ago, so 2 years into my administration, we've actually bent that curve the other way. I hate using that term, but we've done it. Violent crime in Montana in the last 2 years is dropping. So we're doing something right here. I want to stay the course.
All right. Hold that thought. We'll jump right back into the conversation here. Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson back with Montana Talks right after the break. Later in the hour, we should have Joy Pullman from The Federalist with us. And then in the 9 o'clock hour, phone lines open for the entire 9 o'clock hour of Wednesday's Montana Talks. Back right after this.
Securing America.
The Pentagon has released the details of a year-long review, which looked at the military records of service members discharged under Don't Ask, Don't Tell, which ran from 1994 to 2011, during which gay service members cannot talk openly about their sexual orientation. Approximately 13,500 were separated from the military due to the policy. Pentagon Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh.
The review was focused on those who might have been eligible for upgrades to the characterization of their discharge or changes to their reason for separation but had not yet applied.
As a result,
the Military Department Review Boards directed relief in 96.8% of the 851 cases that they proactively reviewed.
Singh says that the review means that of those discharged under Don't Ask, Don't Tell, who served long enough for the end of their military careers to be merit-based,
96% now have an honorable discharge.
Kip Uretzky, Fox News.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks.
All right, great to have Montana's Attorney General Austin Knutson with us on the show here this morning. You know, the liberal media, they want us, they want you to talk about the narrative that they want to talk about. The folks on the left, they want you to talk about the things they want you to talk about, which oftentimes is not the issues that are even important to us as Montanans. So, earlier this week, I talked about the Soviet-style show trial against Attorney General Austin Knutson. I'm not even going to waste his time talking about that because you've got important issues facing you. We've got important issues facing the state of Montana. So that's what we're going to focus on here this morning. Attorney General Austin Knutson, you were talking about, taking a bite out of crime, basically taking a bite out of, the fentanyl that's been wreaking havoc here in Montana. This is yet another sign. The Republican supermajority in the state legislature delivered. Governor Greg Gianforte delivered. You delivered. You strengthened penalties against fentanyl drug dealers and started putting, some barriers in place. I was talking about Bozeman and how they're continuing to have a problem with drug cartels and transients. Imagine if we didn't have these liberal city councils, these liberal city governments undermining our efforts right now. Imagine how much better all of these stats would just start looking as well.
Aaron, I just drove through Bozeman the other day, and they've got what I thought was one of the best campaign billboards on the side of the interstate. It's a picture of a dilapidated camper, and it says, "Elections have consequences, vote Republican."
I saw that one, too.
I thought that was absolutely perfect for Bozeman. Look, Bozeman, Missoula, Kalispell has certainly seen this. They've seen an increase in homelessness and in transients coming in. And prior to, roughly 6 months ago, 8 months ago, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, the federal circuit which we sit in, said that there's nothing cities could do about that. They couldn't enforce any kind of transient or outdoor camping or even defecating in public, Aaron. The Ninth Circuit said you couldn't enforce those local ordinances because that was cruel and unusual. Well, that was idiotic. That's not what the Eighth Amendment to the United States Constitution says. We knew the Ninth Circuit blew the call. So my office actually led that lawsuit. We went all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. We got that overturned. So Bozeman now has no excuse. They don't get to hide behind the Ninth Circuit anymore. They have to actually step up and do something here. We'll see if they actually do it. I know there's a group of citizens and business owners in Bozeman who are still really, really fired up about this problem. They've had a lot of crime downtown. They've had a lot of kids get put in danger downtown. And they're standing up and doing the right thing, and now they have the ability to do it legally. So that's the kind of stuff that my office is going to keep doing.
Yeah, you mentioned Bozeman. Bozeman is trying to make it look like they're cracking down on transients when in reality they're not. Dane Fletcher, the Montana State Bobcat great, tore into the Liberal City Commission and the mayor on Instagram. It's a must watch for those of you who haven't seen it or heard the audio. But the Liberal Montana Free Press did a story where they made it look like Bozeman is cracking down on what they call urban camping, when in reality they aren't. But even the stats shared by this liberal news source show that since July, more than 23 tons of garbage, 15 pickup truck loads of junk, and 36 buckets of human feces have been removed from these transient camps in Bozeman. And then police records show that over 1,000 calls for service have been called to these transient camps as well. It's just crazy.
There's just no question that those camps lead to increased crime. I mean, I don't care what your political position is. That's a fact. We see that in Bozeman. We see that in Missoula. You know, a couple of years ago, Missoula had a couple of just absolutely gigantic homeless encampments. Those were dangerous places. I mean, you did not want your children anywhere near those camps. Lots of drugs seized, lots of weapons seized, lots of sex assaults, lots of simple assaults. It's not a safe environment for everybody. When you drop that in the middle of, you know, two of Montana's crown jewel towns, cities, I hate to use that term city for Montana, but let's call them what they are, it's not a good thing. So, like I said, these towns no longer have the shield of this idiotic Ninth Circuit ruling to hide behind and say, oh, well, nothing we can do about it. No, they can. They now have full ability to enforce local camping and sanitation regulations within their boundaries.
Speaking of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, you just scored a big victory. I mean, it was a little late in the making, but a victory nonetheless. You just scored a big victory from the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals last week. I don't think it got too much attention in the local media, but that was a big victory. Tell us about that win with about 30 seconds or so to go before the next break.
Huge win. So this was House Bill 702. It goes clear back to the 2021 legislative session. This came out of the COVID pandemic. This was a law that was brought by Representative Jennifer Carlson out of Bozeman that said you could not discriminate in Montana based on someone's vaccine status, because we were seeing that in Montana. It was immediately challenged in federal court. Don Malloy, the extremely liberal federal judge that sits in Missoula, struck it down, was pretty strident about it, and he just got completely reversed. We knew he was wrong. We went to the Ninth Circuit. And a full reversal by the Ninth Circuit last week. Yeah, huge win.
Judge Malloy.
No more vaccine.
Embarrassing ruling for Judge Malloy, and I credit Judge Malloy with killing the timber industry in western Montana. He's just been a far-left judge for his entire tenure with devastating results. Stand by. We'll take a call next.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. The former NIH official accused of helping senior advisors to Dr. Anthony Fauci evade requests for public records and make emails disappear refused to answer questions before the House committee probing the origins of the pandemic. The panel subpoenaed Margaret Moore for a closed-door deposition, but Moore would not answer any questions from yours truly in the hall or from committee lawyers. Moore invoked the Fifth Amendment during her appearance. Committee attorneys then asked her two more questions and let her go. Republicans and Democrats on the panel are both upset at the lack of cooperation and the potential destruction of documents and records, especially as it pertains to health. David Morins was a top advisor to Anthony Fauci at NIH. There's an email from Morins suggesting that deleting sensitive emails is a way to avoid FOIA entanglements. Moore appeared for less than 19 minutes. Her attorney called the allegations by the committee, quote, spurious. It's believed that emails could shed light on origins of the pandemic and who knew what and when. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Just save big on all your Halloween needs, all in the Kroger app. Mix and match 5 or more on Powerade, Campbell's Soup, Bar S, Franks, and more for 99 cents each with your card. Then get tender, fresh Heritage Farm boneless chicken breasts for $2.29 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
I'm trying to find, I sent out a tweet a few days ago. I had a listener in the Flathead say, hey, Aaron, what do you think about these judicial candidates at the district court level? And I've been directing people to a website, MontanaVoterGuide.com. It at least gives you a sense of where they put their money. political candidates that they typically give their money to. So you can tell if a judicial candidate gives 100% of their campaign contributions to a Democrat, well, you probably don't want them on the bench. So you don't want to vote to retain them, or you don't want to vote for them. But somebody asked me in particular about judges in the Flathead Valley. In fact, George in Kalispell sent me a message on the Montana Talks app this week. Please comment on judges for this election. And he referenced several names in the Flathead. I'll go find the tweet that I sent out because it showed the Flathead judicial races in particular. And then I think what was it, Tammy in Kalispell, she is also recommending the MontanaVoterGuide.com website. Oh, yeah, Tammy said this. Over here in Kalispell, District Judge Amy Eddy was appointed by Governor Steve Bullock in 2015. As noted on the Montana Talks website, she gives 100% of her donations to Democrats. And she is up for renewal. So Tammy in Kalispell says we need to get her out of office. She is known for releasing dangerous criminals and giving really light sentences. Thanks to her, we have a lot of repeat crime. You know, we talk about the crime problem. It's not just liberal city commissions, liberal city councils. It's liberal judges as well. Attorney General Austin Knutson on the phone lines with us, and we're taking your phone calls as well. If you have a quick question or comment, Jim in Belgrade, first up. Jim, what's on your mind?
Yeah, Aaron, I was calling in today. I just wanted to have a question for Austin, I guess, here in the Gallatin Valley. Here, we've got an awful lot of individuals that don't speak English. I work at a job site in Yellowstone Club down there in Big Sky, and I would say probably over half the workforce on the job don't even speak English. And I guess my question for the Attorney General is, you know, what is law enforcement in Montana doing to address the illegal alien situation in Montana?
All right, Jim, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. Attorney General Knutson, your thoughts?
Yeah, Jim, that's a great question. It's one I get asked a lot. So certainly we know that there's an influx in foreign workers, particularly down where you're working. I mean, that's just a fact. A lot of construction going on at Big Sky. That certainly is where we're seeing a large influx into Gallatin County. I'll be really honest with you, Jim. There's not a lot Montana can do. And you notice I said can. It's not that we're not willing. It's not a state crime in Montana for someone to be in the country illegally. That's a federal issue. Only two states have actually ever tried to make that a state crime in order to give state law enforcement some teeth to enforce that. Texas and Iowa have both tried that. Both of those statutes have been challenged and are tied up in federal court right now. Bottom line, that's not something that the Montana legislature has adopted. So what happens right now if Montana law enforcement in the course of an investigation finds out that a suspect or person involved is illegal? Well, we have to call the feds. I mean, that literally is our only club in the bag. We call customs, we call immigration. Depending on the severity of the crime, that individual will get prosecuted, you know, if they violated a traffic law or committed a serious Montana felony. We still prosecute them for that. But once that's done, they get turned over to federal officials. And then that's the real question that we can't get answered, which is what happens to those folks once we turn them over? The Biden-Harris administration won't tell us. What we've heard is a lot of them just get released, unless they do something really, really, really bad, and then maybe they get deported. But what we're hearing quietly through back channels is that a lot of them don't. A lot of them just end up getting released and let go. So it's very frustrating. Again, Montana law enforcement, we don't have that authority until our legislature tries to give it to us. And even then, I think we're going to get challenged in federal court as a violation of the U.S. Constitution.
Which is why the best thing we can do is vote for Tim Sheehy this November to get Liberal Senator John Tester out of there, because he has enabled this entire border invasion these past 3.5 years. Looking at the November elections here in Montana, I saw the Associated Press. They're trying to make old Fussy Bussy, the Democrat candidate for governor, they're trying to make him look in a positive light as much as possible. He's a gun control activist. He supports the climate kids lawsuit craziness. But I noticed the AP used one line to talk about the achievements of Governor Greg Gianforte. The state balanced its budget and had record low unemployment under Gianforte. Yeah, you know, no big deal. No big deal. Of course, they didn't mention the $1 billion in tax relief and so much more, really, that you and the governor and the Republican supermajority has delivered these past 4 years.
Aaron, when I was in the legislature about 10 years ago, I served under Democrat governors, two of them. You want to talk about frustrating. You want to talk about having a Republican majority in the legislature and just being met day after day with a Democrat liberal governor's veto pen. We no longer live in that state. It's amazing. Governor Gianforte has absolutely delivered for Montana. Look at the stuff he's signed, stuff that matters to conservatives and matters to Montanans. He signed pro-life legislation. He signed pro-Second Amendment legislation. He's absolutely championed tax relief and pro-business. We want the state to grow. He wants the state economy to grow. When businesses thrive, our state thrives. Election integrity, huge issue for conservatives and for Montanans. We're worried about election integrity of our federal and state elections. Four bills signed by Governor Gianforte, all blocked by liberal Montana courts. And still languishing in court, I will add. The problem is not our governor. Governor Gianforte has absolutely done a fantastic job, in my opinion.
Well, nor is the problem our Republican legislators. I mean, the legislative Democrats are just as radical when it comes to the transgender agenda. I mean, the fact that Ryan Bussey is the Democrat candidate for governor tells you everything you need to know about every single Democrat on the ticket right now, and why I think people are gonna are likely to vote party line up and down the ballot Republican. Because they know that the legislative Democrats are just as radical as the national Democrats are, the California Democrats are.
Well, I mean, Aaron, you and I go to SHOT Show the last couple of years, right?
That's right.
You know I'm a gun guy. I mean, that literally is my hobby. When I'm not being your attorney general, I'm probably out my reloading bench or I'm out shooting groups or doing something. I'm a shooter. I'm a gun guy. The fact that Ryan Bussey, an avowed Every Town for Gun Safety, Bloomberg gun control activist. This is a guy that was receiving huge amounts of funding from those extreme gun control groups. Montana is one of the top firearm states in the country. Highest gun ownership per capita of any state in America. And this is the candidate that the Democrat Party thinks is going to put them in the governor's mansion?
You just got to laugh at it. It's crazy. Hey, let me sneak in another quick caller here before we run out of time with you here. We've got Attorney General Austin Knutson on the phone lines. Jolene in the Gallatin Valley, did you have a quick question or comment?
Yeah, I just wanted to thank Austin for his help on House Bill 702. I'm on the leadership team that was, you know, the grassroots movement that showed up in 2021 to get that bill to the governor's desk. And I'll tell you what, if there's a way we could have a statewide party, we'd be doing it.
Yeah, some people might forget, Jolene, how big of a fight that was back then, standing up for freedom during the COVID-19 era. It was absolutely crazy, and our legislature would step up, the attorney general stepped up, and then Austin Knutson, yeah, first off, your response to Jolene there, but also we had district judges like Judge Dan Wilson, who's now running for the Montana Supreme Court, who also stood up for freedom as well.
Yeah, look, Judge Wilson cannot be understated here, Aaron. He's the judge that looked at Governor Bullock's mandates they put on all the counties during COVID, and Judge Wilson struck them all down as unconstitutional. And he said, look, you can't just arbitrarily close businesses because you're scared of a virus. That doesn't exist in our state constitution. They absolutely got that one right. House Bill 702, Jolene, was a huge win, and I can't understate that was a tough one for us. I mean, that literally went back to our very first year in office. I have to give credit to solicitors in my office. Brent Mead, Sydney Boy,
did a fantastic job. Just was absolutely got his teeth kicked in by Judge Malloy in federal court in Missoula. Judge Malloy was not nice to poor Brent. I'll leave it at that. Christian Corrigan, my Solicitor General. But look, we had to slog that out for 3 years before we finally got in front of a panel on the Ninth Circuit. The Ninth Circuit, the most liberal circuit court of appeals in the country. And even they unanimously overturned Judge Malloy here. So, yeah, huge win. Big win for freedom in Montana. Thanks, Jolene.
Well, and everything they tried to pull during COVID-19, we see they're trying to pull it with the climate, where they're trying to pull it with everything else right now. So that's why it's so important. Attorney General Austin Knutson, we got about 30 seconds left to go. What do you want to tell folks across Montana? Thanks again for the time.
If you folks will have me, I would love to keep being your Attorney General. We've got violent crime going in the correct direction, which is down in Montana. We're taking record amounts of fentanyl off the streets. Aaron, we're in the middle of another Highway Patrol recruitment. The Highway Patrol, I mean, you hear some things, but look, I'm going to tell you, we did a pay raise. This is our highest recruitment these last two cycles that we've seen ever. It's a great time to be a Montana Highway Patrol trooper, and if you've got any kind of inkling about law enforcement, want to be the tip of the spear for us, take a look at that job. Being a trooper is such a great honor to the state of Montana, and they do a great job for us.
Great men and women across the state with the MHP, that's for sure. All right, AG Knutson, great to hear from you. Appreciate it. I had another question about district judges. I'll answer that question next. You don't have
save big on all your Halloween needs, all in the Kroger app. Mix and match 5 or more on Powerade, Campbell's Soup, Bar S, Franks, and more for 99 cents each with your card. Then get tender, fresh Heritage Farm boneless chicken breasts for $2.29 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Let's see. Yeah, we had Fred in Billings. He was on the phone lines, but we lost his call. But he, I guess, wanted to say something about district court judges. I'm assuming, Fred, you had the question everybody else has, which is, hey, how do you find out information on these judicial candidates, on these district judge candidates for various county positions? Well, go to MontanaVoterGuide.com. MontanaVoterGuide.com, I believe, is a product of the Montana Family Foundation. They have compiled the campaign contributions of these various candidates. It's one piece of information. Now, it gives you an idea, a sense of where these people stand. And so when it goes to the Flathead Valley, to Flathead County, George in Kalispell says, please comment on judges for this election. Amy Eddy, vote not to retain on that one is what many of our listeners are saying. In fact, we just got a message on the Montana Talks app. Where did I put it here? We just had one saying that she is also, that Amy Eddy is also anti-parents' rights. Here we go. Jesse in Kalispell says Amy Eddy is 100% against parents' rights. So that's another reason not to vote for Judge Amy Eddy. But I pulled up the numbers. I had somebody ask me, Reynolds Cameron sent me a message via Twitter 2 days ago. How should people vote for District 11 court judges? We know to elect the Sons of Montana, Dan Wilson and Corey Swanson, for Supreme Court, but not District Court. And I looked up, Amy Eddy has 100% campaign contributions to Democrats. Paul Sullivan has 89% campaign contributions to Democrats. Heidi Ulbricht, 100% campaign contributions to Heidi Ulbricht. So that would tell you that maybe Heidi Ulbricht is a conservative candidate there who would bring fairness and justice to the court. So that's just some of the names here. So sounds like Hummel potentially could be the more fair candidate for judge in that district court race. But you guys tell us. Send us a message on the Montana Talks app. There's a must-read piece at thefederalist.com this morning. Hopefully that's Joy Pullman on the phone lines right now as we speak. I see Travis is chatting with somebody on the line here. But here's the headline at thefederalist.com. Democrat-friendly licensing boards target Republican attorneys general in election year. Joy Pullman, the executive editor for The Federalist, and now with us once again on Montana Talks. Joy, an honor to have you on the show once again.
Oh, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you. I'm so happy to see that you tackled this topic once again for The Federalist, because you covered this story really back in, I think it was April or February. I think it was February of this year. Mm-hmm. We just witnessed a Soviet-style show trial last week against Montana's Attorney General Austin Knutson. But you pointed out earlier this year how this is a tactic being used against every effective Republican attorney general across the country.
Right, and it's explicitly been put forward by Democrat extremist groups as a way to basically wage political warfare. So it is already out there in the public, confirmed by these organizations such as the 65 Project, that literally said, you know, we should use the grievance process not for actual, you know, unethical behavior, not for crimes by people who have a law degree, but actually as a tool of political warfare so that there isn't a legal defense available to people on the other political side from us. So this is just really an attempt to end the rule of law in the United States, end Americans' ability to get a fair hearing in court. And the AGs, you know, are the top of the list for this kind of lawfare being waged against them, but they will not absolutely be the last. This will move on to other people if it isn't stopped at this level.
Two big takeaways from your piece in The Federalist this morning. One is Christian Corrigan, who's the Solicitor General for the state of Montana. He made a great point that they are deliberately trying to sideline our Department of Justice from tackling the most important issues of the day, from tackling crime, from tackling the Biden-Harris administration federal overreach, by bogging him down, wasting time, wasting taxpayers' money with this Soviet-style show trial. They're not just wasting money, but they're wasting time, deliberately sidelining our Department of Justice from going after the criminal drug cartels, from going after the Biden-Harris administration. This is being deliberately done for that purpose as well. It's not just about interfering in the election.
Well, that's right. You know, so Christian told me, you know, every minute that he is spending, and it is a lot of time that he has to spend on 127 subcounts for the Montana Attorney General, literally just to do his job of defending the state legislature in court. That is his so-called crime. You know, so for him to do that, he's spending all this time defending and this extended process. Every single moment that he is spending on this show trial, he is not spending, as you mentioned, you know, actually accomplishing what voters put Attorney General Knutson in office to do. They did not elect him, you know, to be consumed with paperwork, to be bogged down by political enemies, people who, you know, across the commission, even despite all the recusals, you know, they're Democrat donors. They didn't put him in office, you know, to do this. They want him to work for them, and he's not able to work for them when he's forced to be bogged down in all of this basically political show trial lawfare.
I saw the liberal journalists that do a weekly campaign beat conversation for Montana Public Radio. They made the point, you know, Attorney General Austin Knutson is not getting the type of headlines you want to see 3 weeks before the election. It's like, yeah, that's the point. But yet the liberal media falls right in line, and they produce these fake news headlines to make the AG look bad based off of this phony complaint. And none of the Montana media, I don't think they even brought up the real history behind this complaint that you included in The Federalist this morning about how all of this started with a liberal lawyer who lives in California.
Right. Well, that's a really interesting thing. You know, the person who filed the grievance against the Attorney General in Montana, she does live in California. She is licensed to practice law in Montana, and she graduated from Montana High School. I looked into her background. So she clearly has some family history and ties there, but she's lived in California for at least two decades now and doesn't appear to ever have practiced law in Montana. And she has a record of political giving exclusively to Democrats in the state. You know, so this is, which, by the way, I also, you know, one of the initial things you will see when you look on the Montana Commission on Practice, this disciplinary commission's website, they say that you have to be a Montana attorney to file a grievance against a Montana attorney. So, you know, so there's a little bit of a kind of stretching there to make her a Montana attorney who doesn't appear to have ever practiced the law in the state, to give her the grounds to even be able to file this complaint. That really is baseless because it, again, targets the attorney general literally for doing one of the core functions of his job, which is to defend laws passed by the state legislature in court.
One other important piece of history on this news story here, you point this out. The first special counsel that they appointed was a longtime Democrat donor, and that and that first special counsel recommended dismissing this phony complaint outright to begin with. And they basically overturned that special counsel recommendation, and then they appoint a second special counsel to give them the answer they wanted. And this guy's a longtime Democrat donor and activist.
Well, right. I mean, so if you look, I mean, in Montana, this case is very clearly a situation of just Democrats wanting to deny the will of the voters. They do not like that Montana voters elected Austin Knutson to be their attorney general, and they are determined to deny voters the fruits of their decision to elect him hamstringing him, sandbagging him every step of his tenure as attorney general. And so what they really are doing is weaponizing the court system. And that's really, I found that at every single step of this entire saga, you know, starting with the whole underlying issue of, you know, the Montana's very blue, very Democrat, deeply left-leaning judiciary, really being upset that the state legislature, when it turned Republican, decided to allow the governor to be, you know, to appoint people to open judicial posts rather than letting a bunch of unelected, basically legal cronies make the pre-selections for the governor. I mean, that's a basic process that happens in many, many states. It's frankly constitutional, again, to have the elected governor making the decisions on behalf of the voters, rather than, you know, inserting these unelected people to, you know, basically decide things instead of elected officials. So again, what this really is a war between the Democrat-leading Montana judiciary against the elected Republicans that Montana voters have decided to put into office. And they're really not playing fair. They're using their power and their position, their public resources, their public, the public trust that they have. They're using it for political gain rather than for the benefit of all people in the state of Montana.
And they're doing it. And they're doing it all over the country, as Joy Pullman details at thefederalist.com in a piece just published today. Check it out. Thefederalist.com. Big story. Joy Pullman, incredible summary. Thanks for your time.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
And now apparently the polling is showing that he's not doing well with African-American men. So Barack Obama goes out and is condescending towards African-American men. And now she's offering cold, hard cash, you know, up to $20,000 in forgivable small business loans. What is a forgivable small business loan? It's basically $20,000 you're paying somebody. You know, one could argue that you're using taxpayer money so that you can get votes in a demographic you're polling very badly in. And I can only imagine how many Democrats would be calling for an impeachment if this was Donald Trump doing this. And she's vowing to help African Americans invest in cryptocurrency. What does that mean? He's never talked about cryptocurrency.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, remember the old way of shopping for custom window treatments? You know, waiting around all day to get an overpriced quote from a pushy commission salesperson? Well, those days are over thanks to Blinds.com, because they invented a better way. Now, with completely virtual consultations and free samples sent right to your door, you never have to deal with a salesperson in your home ever, ever again. You can always count on Blinds.com to deliver top quality window treatments. Now, from their premium woven wood to motorized shades, which I love, and so much more, you can get unlimited custom window treatments installed, whether it's one or 100, for one low cost. And at Blinds.com, there are never any hidden fees The price you see on the website is the price that you pay. Ordering online may be scary to some of you, but not with Blinds.com because they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com right now. Get up to 45% off on select styles. Save up to 45% on select styles when you go to Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
355-9624.
All right, here's what I think we're going to do for Wednesday's Montana Talks. I want to leave the phone lines open for you. I want people from all across Montana to get a chance to be heard. If you got something you want to talk about, I want you to have the opportunity to call in, and I want you to have the opportunity to be heard all across Montana. 3 weeks until Election Day. You got a lot you want to talk about. You've had enough talking heads over the past how many months? Now's the time for you.
Save big on all your Halloween needs, all in the Kroger app. Mix and match 5 or more on Powerade, Campbell's Soup, Bar S, Franks, and more for 99 cents each with your card. Then get tender, fresh Heritage Farm boneless chicken breasts for $2.29 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
One Bible, 855-51-BIBLE.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio. This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, I just did the snort. I snort laughed at this one. Hank in Bozeman sent us a message on the Montana Talks app. Who is this joker lieutenant colonel supporting CI-126? This guy must be a paid actor. I can't imagine an actual combat veteran infantry officer would support such a stupid bill. I snort laughed because you know what my response was? Oh, Hank, if you've served in the infantry, there's always that guy. There's always one guy. There's that guy. So either this guy is a paid actor or he's that guy, right, Hank? Anyway, how could any warrior support this George Soros-sponsored bill designed to allow liberals to sneak into office, costing us millions and extending the election season for months? That was from Hank and Bozeman. Yeah, vote against every single one of these CIs, these communist initiatives, somebody described it. Was that a caller yesterday or was that another friend? CI-126, CI-127, CI-128, the communist initiatives, they called them. Let's go to Ron in Big Fork next up on the phone lines. What's going on, Ron?
Just wanted to comment on a couple of the candidates for the judgeships up in Kalispell. Number one, I've been calling in for a couple of years now about Amy Eddy.
Far left. Yep.
Oh yeah. We had a case here a number of years ago. I was headed eastbound on Route 82, and two police cars went by me. I had to be doing 90 miles an hour, and then I turned into Big Fork, and there was a whole gaggle of police vehicles there, and there were gunshots fired right in front of the school. Well, this judge, Amy Eddy, gave her a slap on the wrist to let her go. Next thing you know, the woman's a fugitive from justice, and I think they found her in Idaho, and finally she got some jail time. Number two, Eric Hummel, I know him personally. He is a straight-up, real gentleman, and I would not vote for Paul Sullivan. He's a University of Pennsylvania law school graduate, and he's very left-wing. So there are a couple of people that.
To retain Amy Eddy and then vote for Hummel, you said, for district judge and Flathead.
Yeah, Hummel, he's a real gentleman. I worked with him when I was a substitute judge a number of years ago. Just a straight up guy. And who else is running? Dan Wilson. Dan Wilson, we got to put him in there. He's another guy I worked with. He was very helpful to me when I was learning the ropes about being a substitute judge. He's a very giving guy. And some of the ads I see on the TV, they're calling him an extreme radical along with Swanson. He's anything but an extremist. He's very level-headed.
Very level-headed. He's incredible.
I'm just tired of these. The testers, proxies try to, slice and dice everybody and question our integrity. This has got to stop.
What about Heidi Ulbricht? Do you know much about her running for judge, right? Is it Heidi Ulbricht? Did I pronounce that right?
Yeah, I personally don't care for her. I wouldn't vote to retain her.
Okay, all right. Well, Ron, thanks for calling in. Hommel, vote for Hommel, vote not to retain Amy Eddy. Appreciate your insight, Ron. Thanks for calling. Hey, some of you thinking, man, it'd be nice to be out hiking in the woods this weekend, getting ready for a big hunting trip or something like that, but you can't because you got pain in your back, pain in your hips, pain in your knees, you name it, especially if you got that arthritic pain, the bone-on-bone constant pain, just awful. Well, I'll tell you what. I know where you're at. You don't want to get surgery unless you absolutely have to. You want to avoid those painkiller drugs because you don't want to potentially get hooked on opioids. That's a big part of this opioid epidemic. Well, there are exciting new cellular therapies that can get you lasting relief. QC Kinetics is on the ground in Montana. They've got a clinic in Montana now. They specialize in regenerative treatments. They take the healing properties that are already in your body and put them right into those achy joints to give you lasting relief. You can call QC Kinetics right now for a free consultation, 406-201-6263, 406-201-6263.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.